your Xiaomi Mass West Plus 9 to Bavli Bechleiros Daf Hey. We begin your Xiaomi on Daf Yud Zayin on the base at the top of the page. Taman Taninan Hayaicho Esa Eshko Venechnas Miagina Lachotze Veleza Ime Yigmo Vishu Ime Leigmo. The Mishnah in Sechas Tumas teaches that if a person was eating a cluster of grapes and he entered from the garden into the courtyard, Veleza says that he may finish eating it and the Vishu prohibits it. Vizera Vichir Beshem Yochanan Oit. To Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Leza, or Rabbi Tarfon, Avad Uxas Ha'ichel, which is in Ketuchi Lasse. Zera and Rabbiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that our Mishnah taught that Rabbi Tarfon said that if a vine is planted in the courtyard, he may take an entire cluster. Either Rabbi Tarfon follows Rabbi Leza's view, or he said that the beginning of picking the cluster is like the beginning of the eating of the entire cluster. Rabbi La, Rabbi Issi, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Oy, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Leza, or Rabbi Tarfon, Avad Achila, Shavish Yesh Bashtaim, Bashalish Achila, is Kachila Achas. Rabbi La and Rabbi Issi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that either Rabbi Tarfon follows Rabbi Leza's view, or he said that eating two or three times is like one eating. My time with Rabbi Leza, Mishum to Hit, she is filled by the Heter. What is Rabbi Leza's reasoning, since he began to eat it in a permitted way? Am Rabbi Nassim, Mashu Rabbi Leza, Oime, Mishum to Hit, Rabbi Beheter, Elish Rabbi Leza, Oime, Yamtin, Achiyetze Shabbos, Rabbi Nassim says that Rabbi Leza does not say that since he began the permitted way he may continue, rather he says that he must wait until after Shabbos ends or he can go outside the courtyard and eat in the garden. Pani b'shem Rabbi Nechemia chotzeshi ne'aderes, shutevin nizra'as, hara hikagina, oichne b'seicha, arai. Rabbi Issa, quoting Rabbi Nechemia, says that when he hoed and planted, it's like a garden rather than a courtyard and he may snack inside it. Amr b'simloi, halacha k'Rabbi Nechemia, and b'simloi said that halacha follows Rabbi Nechemia. Tani, zora, ruba, shutei patura, not a ruba, chayeres. The Bais says if he planted in most of the courtyard, it's now exempt, as it can no longer be considered his living space. If he planted trees in most of it, it's still obligated, as people shade themselves there. Amr b'chistu rusha nata, l'noya, shalchotza. Chistu says that's when he planted the trees in an organized manner to improve the appearance of the courtyard. If they were just randomly planted, then it's exempt. Those two vices that we mentioned earlier, the Nehemiahs and the one before that, says we say about them, they can learn from each other. The second vice, that planting most of it makes it exempt, applies only when you hold before planting. And the first vice, the talk that he's exempt when he holds, applies only when he held most of it. The Mishnah taught that if a fig tree was standing in a courtyard and leaning into a garden, a person may eat in the usual way and is exempt, and it's referring to when he eats in the garden. And when the Mishnah taught that if it was standing in a garden and leaning into a courtyard, he may eat them one at a time, but if you combine them, he's obligated, it's referring to when he eats. Yumi asked Bizeira if it was standing in the garden and the branches were leaning into the courtyard, and he was standing in the garden and picking with a long stick, what's the law? Do we follow the location of the picker or of the fruits? The Gemara leaves this question unanswered. Lama, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Abba, Bar Kahana, Rabbi Levi, Haven Yasin, Rabbi Zeira, Makante Leilin, Dagabte, Usabach Lahoin, Sifri, Kisni. Once Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, and Rabbi Levi were sitting, and Rabbi Zeira was speaking against those who expound Agalta, and he called them magician chachamim. They invent their own explanations that veer away from the meaning of the pasuk. Amalei Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, lama apakamte lain, shal ve'inan magirin lach. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana said to Rabbi Zeira, why are you rebuking them? Ask them to explain the pasuk, and they'll answer you. Amalei ma'u dein dechiv, ki chamas adam teivcha she'iris chamois tachto. Rabbi Zeira said, then what's the meaning of the pasuk in Tehillim? If a man's rage will acknowledge you, it will prevent the residue of anger. Abba said to Zera, if a man's rage will acknowledge you in this world, it will prevent the residue of anger in the world to come. Zera said back to Abba, or perhaps we could say the opposite. If a man's rage will acknowledge you in the world to come, it will prevent the residue of anger in this world. Levi says that when you awaken your rage against the evildoers, the righteous see what you are doing to them and they acknowledge your name. Alibzeva, he hafkavi hafka rechamina mina klum. Yumia beni azor so knisa dehi tavarin kulam. Abzeva said, both of you have overturned the meaning of the pasuk, and we have not yet heard the true explanation. Yumia, my son, strengthen yourself with a question that you asked in halacha about picking with a long stick, which is better than any question in Agada. Tamantanina, koshu lefnim alachayma, hawehu kubati arichayma, kulfmin rabimea, oime af hasadis. Mishnah says in Masechet Arachin, whatever is within the walls of a walled city is considered part of the walled city except for fields. It may include fields. Hasadis matayma drabonim, bekam bayis eliela bayis, minayin of abois batei. Batei badin, bayuis, shichin amaois, amachasois, shetachois, megadlois, shisei tamalayma ashe bayir. Yochol af hasadis, tamalayma bayis, ma bayis shi miyuchadshu, beistira, yotz hasadis shenan beistira. Why do I want to exclude fields? The pasuk says in Vayikra Pechos Hei Pasuk Lamed, but if it is not redeemed by the end of the complete year, then that house, which is in a city that has a wall, shall remain permanently the property of the one who purchased it through his generations. It will not leave his possession in Yovel. This only refers to a house. How do we also include olive presses, water pits, trenches, man-made caves, bark houses, dove crops, and six covers? The pasuk says, which is in the city? And I think that even fields are included. Uses the word house. Just as a house is a place of dwelling, so too anywhere that is a dwelling as excludes a field. Time of the mayor, the kama bais, eliela bais, manelo bais bate, badin, boyus, shichin, maois, mechatsois, 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 magadlois, mevigdalois, vasodis, tamiloima, asher bair, asher lechoima, fat le bais, abonui bechoima, the rebbe yoda, with shimonoima, koislachitsoin, hu hachoima. What is the mayor's reasoning to include fields? The prophet says, then, that house shall remain permanently. This only refers to a house. How do we also include olive presses, water pits, trenches, man-made caves, bath houses, dove cots, fixed cupboards, and fields? The prophet says, which is in the city that has a wall? The Yudah says that this excludes a house built into the wall. The Yudah says the outer house wall is the city wall, and it fulfills the prophet's phrase that has a wall. Yudah, Dorish Asher Lechema, Shimon Dorish Asher Lechema. Yudah expounds the phrase that has a wall, which Shimon expounds it as that does not have a wall, because the pasuk is written as does not, with the letter Aleph, Lai, but the tradition is to read it as it has, meaning with the letter Vav, Lamed Vav. Amma b'chinna v'husha ala derech ha'noif, avalim ala derech ha'ika, v'akoltu ha'ika. B'chinna said that the Mishnah taught that concerning cities of refuge, everything follows the foliage. Now, if the trunk is within the borders of the city and its foliage leans outside, one may not kill an inadvertent murderer. The Mishnah taught that concerning the limits of Yerushalayim for the laws of Maaseh Sheni, everything follows the foliage. The Mishnah follows Beis Shammai, who says in the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni that if the opening of an olive press is outside Yerushalayim, but its inner space is inside, everything is considered inside. The Bishlam says if a person pulled the foliage into the limits of Yerushalayim, everything is viewed as inside, and Maaseh Sheni may be eaten there. This follows the opinion of Beis Hillel. Beis Bahen Tanaya Kadmaya Kebeis Shammai. However, in the Brisa, there's also another Tanna who preceded this statement who taught like Beis Shammai. Hadronach Perek Hamavir.